Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
Let's see what the Purple Ninjas are up to today. Tap, tap, tap. The sound of Dr. Stinky Breath's boots knocking on the floor echoed throughout the halls of the Stinky Blimp Lab. Dr. Stinky Breath was headed back to the lab to see what the Purple Ninjas were up to. He reached for the handle of the door and...
Hey, boss, how's it going over there? Why are you looking at your hands like that?
Well, I just opened the door, and there's something on the doorknob that's stuck under my fingers, and as much as I love sticky things, it's very, very sticky. Was Professor Sticky Fingers here recently?
Oh, yeah, he was just here. He was working on something. He must have forgotten to wipe off the doorknob.
It is okay. I like sticky, messy things, but I will need to get some gloves because... everything I touched just stuck to my hand. Wait a second. That gives me a wonderful idea. All right, Purple Ninjas, let's get to work.
Meanwhile, back down on the ground, it was a beautiful day. Ava and Jaden were at school working on something very important. Hey, Jaden. Can you hand me that shovel over there? Said Ava. Yep, here you go. Ava was scooping out dirt in the back of the school. Yeah, that was for their garden project for their class. It was something that they had worked on for many, many weeks. They were trying to grow as many different foods as possible. Ava, look how good these bushes have grown. It looks like there's even starting to be berries today. Oh, and they even smell like cotton candy. Where did you get these seeds again? Asked Jaden. I think they were the ones from in the back room of HQ, said Ava. Oh, yeah. Those old seeds, we had no clue what they were. But it's good to see that they actually did grow. And they look delicious.
I cannot wait to eat those berries, said Jaden.
Ava knelt down and took a closer look at the bush. Yeah, I see that the berries are pretty cool, but look at these leaves. When I crack the edge of the leaf, this like slimy, gooey, bubbly stuff comes out of the side and... wow, I just wiped it on my finger. Look at this. She was showing her very dirty hands, but a very clean finger. Holy smokes, that is some very clean, slimy, leafy stuff, said Jaden. He was right. Whatever came out of that leaf had made Ava's finger very... clean. Speaking of which,
all right, class, it's time that we go back into school. Everybody go to the restrooms and wash your hands, and we'll meet you back at class,
shouted one of the teachers. Oh, I wish we could stay outside all day. School is so much more awesome in the dirt, said Jaden. I agree. School outside is a lot more fun, and I love this garden, but let's get back to class. Ava and Jaden and the rest of their classmates ran back inside to wash their hands and head back to their classroom. Meanwhile, up in the Stinky Blimp Lab, an evil doctor was laughing at an evil plan.
Purple Ninjas, this plan, it's amazing.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stinky Breath, yes. Yes, this stinky formula from Professor Stinky Fingers Stickiness. It's gonna, you know, make quite the sticky mess for everybody, but we're a little confused, boss.
What do you mean you're confused? I thought this plan was very simple to understand. What do you not understand?
Well, like I said, boss, I understand that that slime from Professor Sticky Fingers is very sticky. The stickiest slime and stickiest sticky of all everything. But why do we want to get it on everybody in the world?
Pepper Ninjas, You will see. This stickiness will create a world where nobody, nobody will be able to do anything about us taking it over.
Whatever you say, boss. If you think it'll help us take over the world, then we're on board.
I do, Pepper Ninjas. Now start the sticky rain.
Later that night, Ava was done with dinner and was finishing up her homework when she yawned and stretched, and her parents said, "Hey, Ava, there's a weird thunderstorm coming overnight. We just heard about it, so make sure that you close all the windows and run outside to clean up all your stuff in the backyard so they don't get wet." "Oh, wow. Thanks for telling me. Yeah, I have a ton of stuff out there. Let me go clean it up." Ava raced out the door, and it was just in time because it was getting dark for the night. She ran over to get her blanket that was laying outside and a backpack and some books and some other things. She had spent the afternoon outside because it was a beautiful day, and she had just forgotten to pick up all of her things. And it was at the perfect time because it was just starting to rain. "Oh no! All right, I gotta get all this stuff inside." She was racing around the backyard as fast as she could, grabbing everything and holding as much as she could underneath her jacket. But that rain was starting to fall. She barely made it inside before all those things that she was hiding underneath her coat to keep dry fell to the ground inside the house. Whew. Wait a second. Why are my hands so slimy and slip? Ugh, they're really sticky and gross, said Ava. Let me go wash my hands. She raced over to the bathroom to go wash her hands. She didn't know what happened. She must have touched something along the way. But the soap in the bathroom wouldn't clean her hands. Wait a second. It's not coming off. Urgh. She was scrubbing her hands harder and harder and harder, but it would not come off. This slimy, sticky layer across her fingers was unlike anything she'd ever seen before. And then she bumped into the holder that was the soap container, and it was stuck to the back of her left hand. "What in the world is this stuff?" said Ava. She tried to pull it off, but it was stuck on there for good. "There's just something strange about this. I gotta call HQ." She raced up to her room to grab her walkie-talkie to call Spyology Squad HQ. "Shh! Hey guys, I just went outside and something super sticky got on my hands." "Shh! Have you tried washing them much?" asked Jaden. "Shh! Not funny, Jaden." "Yes, of course I've tried washing them. And then somehow the soap container got stuck to my hand and, I don't know, something just doesn't feel right. Wait, oh no, the walkie-talkie stuck to my other hand," shouted Ava. "Everything I touch, oh dear, oh, what do I do? Starting to panic. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do?" "Shh, Ava, I'm going to need you to take 3 deep breaths and calm down," said Mr. Jim. "You're going to be okay. Why don't you try and soak your hands in some soapy water, and maybe that will help. So this started when you went outside?" "Shh. Yes, I went outside right before the rain started to grab my things out of the backyard. I don't remember touching anything sticky along the way. Just my hands got a little wet from the rain, and I came inside, and then this is where I am now," said Ava. "Shh. Well, it sounds like something's going on with the rain. Let's stay out of the rain for the night, and hopefully it'll clear up by tomorrow morning. Everybody keep your walkie-talkies close by and on standby. Over and out." "Oh no! What in the world is going on with Ava's hands? Has that ever happened to you where you touch something and it stuck to your hands forever?" "Nope, it's never happened to me. You don't think it's connected to whatever Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are up to?" "It sounds like it might be, which is terrible for Ava, but also terrible for the entire world if they're able to figure out a way to make everybody just as sticky as Ava." Well, friends, I don't know what is going to happen next, but we'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad. We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's an adventure around every corner.